Scientists discover new treatments in a variety of ways. One of the best ways to find new treatments for diseases is to involve people in research. Many people already take part in clinical trials. In fact, most treatments we use today are available because others have volunteered to take part in them. Patients receiving treatment for neuroendocrine tumors today are benefiting from the effort of someone who volunteered in the past. Because of these volunteers and the successes achieved through clinical trials, many individuals with cancer and other severe, chronic, and life-changing conditions are living longer today than ever before. You might be wondering, what are the risks? New medicines are carefully and extensively studied in a laboratory before being given to patients. Only when they pass a wide variety of rigorous tests can they be given to people in a clinical trial. However, all clinical trials have risks, and the new medicines being tested may have side effects. The medicine used in research may not work for you, and even if other people on the trial have seen positive benefits, there is no guarantee of success. Even if the medicine is beneficial, you and your family have to consider possible inconveniences such as frequent office and hospital visits, additional testing, travel time, and possibly impact on work and family commitments. During the trial, medical tests and checks are carried out regularly, and people often feel they are actually receiving better care than they normally would. There are many laws that protect your safety and privacy while you take part in the research. The trials are approved and continuously monitored by expert independent bodies that have the right to close down the trial if they are not happy with any aspect of its conduct. Many of the members of such committees are former clinical trial volunteers, as well as doctors and scientists.